T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Peachtree Football. Now, your host, Dylan Matthews and Bo Morgan.
I did see from the Game Day NFL Twitter account, they had an interesting list. That they had a list of the 8 teams who were last in their division last year, and then they had them ranked to the teams who have the best possible chance to go from worst to first in their division. So here are the teams that they had ranked with the best possible chance to go from worst to first in their division. Number one, the Atlanta Falcons. And I'll go and give you the rest of the list too. New York Jets coming in at number 2. Cleveland Browns coming in at 3. The Chicago Bears coming in at 4. Washington Commanders at 5. The Broncos at 6. The Houston Texans at 7. And the Arizona Cardinals at 8. So those were your 8 division bottom feeders last year, and that's how they ranked those teams with the best chance to go to worst from worst to first. So they got the Atlanta Falcons at 1, which I couldn't agree with more, Bo Morgan, because there are just so many things that are going for the Atlanta Falcons and are going right, and it's just the perfect storm for the Atlanta Falcons to go worst to first. Number one, obviously, the division is a lot weaker than what it was even a season ago. Now, the Saints, you can argue, got better. They got Derek Carr. They brought some pieces in. They also lost a lot of pieces, one being to the Atlanta Falcons, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We know the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, sorry, James, they're a dumpster fire right now. We're seeing videos coming out of OTAs of Baker Mayfield not even being able to make simple throws. So that doesn't look like that's going to be great out there. But, you know, it's early for Tampa Bay. You never know. But not a lot of promise coming out of Tampa Bay right now. Carolina, they have a direction. They are maybe on the ascension and not the decline, but we don't know what Bryce Young is going to be, the number one overall pick. We don't know how long he's going to take to be a good NFL quarterback. We don't know if he's going to hit his feet ground running. I'm totally messed that phrase up, but you get what I'm saying. So the point being is that this is a division that is for the taking right now, and the Atlanta Falcons could take it. And they probably right now, you could argue the Saints, but they're probably, in my opinion, are the most talented roster. So there are a lot of things going for the Atlanta Falcons to go worst to first. But do you agree with this ranking that the Atlanta Falcons have the best chance to go from worst to first in all the divisions this season, Bo Morgan?
Well, yeah, I think that they've compiled one of the better rosters. I think when you look, if you want to go through the division like you just did, I would go to Carolina and say I think they've got the best defense in the division right now. I don't think I think it's easy to me, and I think Tampa Bay and Atlanta, or I think Tampa Bay and Atlanta and New Orleans are all kind of right there. But I think the front seven for Carolina is pretty strong. I mean, when you have a guy, Derek Brown might be the best player in the division.
Yeah.
So when you have a guy like that, I think that's a game changer. And Brian Burns isn't too bad himself coming off the edge there. So those two guys together, their defensive line is very stout. But
pretty good secondary too over there in Carolina as well. They got some solid DBs as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see about that. But my thing about New Orleans is I don't think people trust Dennis Allen, and I don't trust Dennis Allen. And I, you know, Derek Carr is one thing, but the team is not the same without Sean Payton, and he was the best in-game coach possibly in the NFL, and he's back. And especially with his adjustments, so, and play calling. So I think they're still kind of reeling from that. Now you lose Ryan Nielsen, who helped develop a lot of those players. So I just think there's a lot going on there. And Tampa Bay is kind of going through their purge. I feel like they're going to see what they have in Baker or Kyle Trask, and maybe make a decision if they need to go get a drafted guy, or one of those guys can be the guy for the next, you know, few years as a franchise quarterback. He's still got weapons on offense with Evans and boy, I am awful with names today.
I'm trying to think who you're thinking
Godwin.
About.
Oh, Chris James got me. With Godwin, I can't think of anybody. If you're a wide receiver today, I can't think of your name. Apparently, I am whiffing on every wide receiver's name, which is weird because it's really only that position group. But anyways, so they've still got weapons. If one of those guys can just step up and play a little bit, and their defense isn't terrible, so it's surprising that, you know, people feel the way they do. But I think just losing a Tom Brady, and, you know, also, are you sold on that coaching staff? So there's a lot to kind of take in with, you know, what Todd Bowles can do in year two. Because I'll be honest with you, last year was a big disappointment for Tampa Bay with Tom Brady. So, yeah, I think you just look at the fact that this is the worst division of them all, and the division that probably has from top to bottom the most question marks, and what they've put together on offense and going 7-10 last year with a bottom tier roster, and what they've added on defense with veterans. Yeah, the optimism is high, and some of those teams play in better divisions. So I think it's a combination of all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.